Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Rahn. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sal Madrid. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ox Miller. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ox Miller. And now, play ball. Bobby Rahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rahn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Rahn reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Madrid fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Rahn trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Madrid fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jansen. Lowry moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowry moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke has Lowry trapped. There's the throw to Cooper and back to Lorke, who tags Lowry for the out. Aberson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Madrid scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Madrid is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madrid strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Madrid can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ox Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Miller reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive into right field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Miller scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowry scores. One out. It's 3-2, Giants. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Aberson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Aberson goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson scores. Sheffing moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Sal Madrid is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madrid is 0 for 1 in the game. Madrid strikes out. Two outs. Ox Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorke hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aberson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Aberson reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Madrid reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ron takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Thompson moves to third. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Emil Kush now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aberson. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scheffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Scheffing reaches third base with a triple. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Sal Madrid. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Erickson now pitching. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-2 in the game. Lorke hits a line drive off the glove of Lowry, and into shallow left field. Lorke reaches second base with a double. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Scheffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Lorke moves to third. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ron hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aberson. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Aberson throws the ball into Lowry, who tags Kerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lorke scores. It's 8-5, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aberson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball towards center. Cavaretta settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cavaretta. Thompson moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-5, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lorke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mack strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanhack pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke juggles the ball. That's an error on Lorke. Hack moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Russ Meyers now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-4 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Scheffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to third. Scheffing moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.